to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
We have reached a point of history that we've seen before. We've been down this road before. And it all ties into socialism and street thugs and street gangs that are the foot soldiers to create discord, which then they use to create the bigger government and eventually socialism. And you now see the Democrats going with this message with the young lady that was victorious in New York's 14th district. But what we're going to cover here today is very important, because what is going to happen now is you're not going to see organic protests or organic struggles or what have you. Everything you're going to see now is going to be totally manufactured. The riots in Portland are manufactured. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, somebody is organizing and sending out these street thugs to go cause violence. And we're rolling the video right now for the radio audience. They're throwing fireworks. They're throwing rocks. And it's just like, well, what do you think is going to happen when you do that? You're going to get your you-know-what kicked. You're going to lose some teeth. But here's the key that everybody needs to realize as time is condensing. And I've got the clips. We've got all the clips from the riots. We've got clips going back. I want to go back in time and remind you about Aaron Black. That's right, Aaron Black, the Democrat Party bad boy who brags about causing violence and riots at a Chicago Trump rally. Now, why would I be bringing this up? Why would I be going back in time and reminding you about Aaron Black, the DNC rapid response coordinator? He's the Democrat agitator. That's what he is. He is the Democrat agitator. Ladies and gentlemen, the Democrat Party, more so the globalists, the Soros groups, are about to ramp things up this summer, and they're going to put their opposition on both sides of the aisle. They're going to put their agitators inside the conservative rallies, inside the Trump rallies, inside the Patriot rallies, and then they're going to have their clad in black hoodies, face covered with bats and explosives and weapons, go out and agitate the Patriot groups. And then the agitators that are implanted inside the Patriot groups are then going to be used to cause a bigger, worse scenario. And that's where we're at now. And we're going to hear from Alex Jones on the other side of this first break here. He's going to break all of this down. But I'm sitting here thinking about how I'm going to cover this. And I came upon a video of Henry Davis, a guy from St. Louis, a black individual. And I'm going to play this clip because it's sad what these people are resisting. These people are literally resisting their own freedom and their own prosperity. And they don't even see how they're being used like pawns in chess, man. President Trump is the first president of America that I've ever seen in my life. And these people hate it.
And now,
The tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Sunday, July 1st, 2018. Halfway through this historic year now. And we now have the left, which is really not even the left anymore. It's a bunch of sheeple being used like puppets and pawns in chess to create social unrest in America, to resist their own freedom, to resist their own prosperity, and then to claim they're fighting fascism. So in Portland, Oregon, you had a bunch of Antifa radical leftists start a riot at a Patriot rally. Here's Alex Jones breaking it down.
Last night in Portland, Oregon, hundreds of Christians of every race, color, and creed who bleed red blood and love Jesus Christ met in Portland, Oregon to call for cultural but also spiritual unity. They were viciously attacked with eggs, clubs, knives. It's all in the local news. By the scumbag, Soros-funded globalist Antifa. And I went and looked at all the different local newscasts. They admitted that they attacked the prayer vigil. And then the police called it a riot and did start firing pepper spray and other things at Antifa. But still, in the media, spun it like it was a riot and both sides were fighting. You see the headlines, riot in Portland. And then it says in article after article, video after video, report after report, we've got them up on Infowars.com, that there was a riot in Portland between Antifa and conservatives. No, brave Americans went to Portland, the belly of the beast, the lion's den, the fiery furnace, to just exercise their free speech in the face of the anti-American, anti-Constitution, anti-Bill of Rights, anti-expression left that have taken over the campuses, taken over Hollywood, taken over the media, and are engaged in their reign of terror. So Owen Schroyer is going to be breaking this down, a lot of other issues today, but the videos are in a Zero Hedge article on Infowars.com. And I spent, a good hour today researching it, looking at it, going over it. Antifa terrorists attack peaceful conservative demonstration. Local news calls it a riot. That's the headline I put on the Zero Hedge article. If you go to the actual Zero Hedge article, it does a great job breaking it down. It says, riot breaks out in Portland as Antifa activists clash with conservative marchers. Let me explain something. If you're an old lady and you get mugged, you weren't in a fight with the mugger. Makes sense, right? So they continue to attack people, just like Charlottesville, they attacked the alt-right folks and the reporters that were there. Doesn't mean I agree with the alt-right. Doesn't matter. They started it. And then I said, George Soros is financing Antifa on record. They come out and attack people. The police stand down, funnel the alt-right people into a confrontation. Soros is partly to blame for the violence. They then sue me, saying that I said some guy killed a woman when I never even said that. That's the type of games the globalists play. They claim that some photographer was out there that's a Democrat that I said he killed the woman. I never said that. And of course, it'll all get thrown out, but it doesn't matter. This is all part of this crazy deception where they pretend like Michael Moore isn't on Bill Maher calling for violent overthrow of Trump and a million people around the Congress to stop a Supreme Court nominee and hashtag hunt Republican and all these Hollywood stars calling for burning down ICE centers and kidnapping Barron Trump and pedophiles raping him. They continue to act like we're totally unconscious. But the truth is the country's coming back and people are waking up and a lot of exciting things are happening. And it's because America won't be bullied anymore and America is awake. And that's the big epic truth. So a lot's happening, but America has been sold out to globalist operations. Trump is in there desperately trying to right the ship. If Trump wasn't in there, the globalists were planning large wars, a global depression, all sorts of horrible stuff. But patriots in our government, in corporations, in private life said, no, this is a nightmare post-industrial world, an austere world, a new dark age with city-states ruling over giant slave plantations. This isn't a plan we want to be part of. Well, I've been challenging that plan for decades since I learned of it. The globalists were arrogant and thought they would deny the plan and say it didn't exist so no one would form opposition to it. But we ignored the propaganda. We ignored the demonization. We ignored the denials because we read their own white papers. And we formed the resistance against it. And now that resistance is exploding all over the planet. And the unelected tyranny of globalism is in trouble. But it doesn't mean they're out yet. So I want to commend all of you that stood up to peer pressure. I want to commend all of you that have taken action. I want to commend all of you that have supported the InfoWar. And I want to ask you to go to the next level now of getting the word out and exposing what's happening, of this epic battle for sovereignty and capitalism and freedom and Christianity and the West and the Renaissance that we're fighting in Europe, that we're fighting in the U.S., we're fighting in Australia, but even in Brazil and other areas and in Africa, people are waking up to this and it's exciting. These globalists thought they'd sell a worldwide tyranny by stealth, that we were so dumb we'd never organize against it. But their denials of the program they were building only damned them more once it was all admitted to be true. Our credibility's never been higher. Your credibility's never been higher. So understand that they're going to turn the heat up and try to throw Trump out of office. They're going to have riots by the end of the summer all over the country. That's their admitted plan. They're going to try impeachment. They're going to try to steal the election in the midterm. But it doesn't matter because they're losers. And as long as we're awake and conscious and involved, there isn't anything they can do to stop the destiny of humanity as long as we take that destiny in our hands. Back to the live Sunday show, Owen Schroyer, video clips of Antifa attacking and more. Remember, if you're watching or listening to this transmission, you are the resistance, you are the hope, you are the future. Newswars.com and Infowars.com are next year's news today. Back to Owen Schroyer.
So, what I said in the first segment of today's show is important to get out there. And we've got the video clips to prove it. This is not just me flapping my gums. This is a standard tactic by socialists. Just look at the Nazi brown shirts. We're going to play the clip. I think this video is from almost 2 years ago. Project Veritas goes undercover. I believe it was Laura Loomer, and gets Aaron Black to admit that he is responsible for starting the riot at the Chicago Trump rally that got violent. A DNC paid operative to agitate and start riots. Ladies and gentlemen, they are about to go fully operational. They're going to plant operatives inside conservative movements and conservative rallies, and they're then going to use their masked operatives called Antifa to get into a fight with their operatives inside the conservative movement that they're then going to use to start riots. And that is the game plan. That is what they're doing next. Now, so I say, watch your six when you're out at these groups now for someone trying to agitate from inside. And also, maybe it's time somebody got inside of these Antifa groups. Maybe it's somebody went inside Antifa undercover. Maybe it's time somebody got some undercover video of Antifa planning to start violence. Of course, we don't need the undercover video. You've got all the Democrats calling for violence. And then Maxine Waters has the nerve to sit here and act all high and mighty like, oh, look at me receiving death threats. Woman, you are the one trying to start violence. So we're going to have all these clips today and we're going to break this all down. And then we're going to be joined by Will Johnson at 5:30, who was at the Portland riot. And he's going to break all this down. But folks, we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com because we need to expand. We need to hire more people. We can't even, there's protests happening every day. And we want to be at them. We want to have the footage, but we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the second American Revolution 4th of July super sale. 50% off some of our top selling supplements like Brain Force Plus, DNA Force Plus, Super Male and Super Female Vitality. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com today and support us, we will hire more crew, we will expand, and we will be victorious.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
So, Antifa shows up at a Patriot March and starts violence and starts a riot. Okay, why? What are these people doing? These are the Nazi brown shirts. These are the foot soldiers of the globalist communist revolution. But you see, we live in this country called the United States of America. We don't take kindly to commies. Okay? And we're not just going to lay down our arms. We're not just going to give up. We're going to stand up. And you know that. And that's why they come out and start riots. Now, you may recall a powerful NRA ad from Dana Loesch talking about how this is exactly what they're going to do. And then Alex Jones understood how right on it was, and so he was re-airing that NRA ad right here on the Alex Jones Show. Now here we are. It's almost as if I need to go back and get that clip too. Because it's all about, it's not about showing you that we're right. It's about understanding that we know their game plan. Let's go to it. Guys, can we get the audio for this? Let's start it over. Listen, and then we're going to go to the next significant clip. Because again, we knew their game plan. We told you this was coming. Now we're telling you what they're going to do next. We're not just up here flapping our gums, trying to make a scene. We know what they're doing. We know the history. We can see how their plan is being laid out here. Do we have that clip, guys? All right, we're gonna get the Dana Loesch NRA clip, because again, it's so powerful and so spot on, and it's the reality that we're living now. She cut that ad like a year ago, but now here we are. Happening exactly as we knew it was going to happen. And I didn't even know this, but Steven Crowder's producer, Not Gay Jared, actually did go undercover and got some footage of Antifa, and it led to arrests. So we know that they're about to ratchet up their operations. They're going fully operational. They're going to implant operatives on both sides and then make it look like an organic fight, but it's going to be totally controlled opposition. They're going to implant people inside the Patriot marches, Trump marches, to then go out and fight the Antifa people that go out there. That's what they're new. Now that's what they're doing. And again, let's go to clip 16. Let's go back in time. Project Veritas goes undercover and catches DNC operative Aaron Black talking about, bragging about, starting a riot in Chicago.
So I'm basically deputy rapid response director for the DNC for all things Trump on the ground. So the Chicago protest, when they shut all that was us. It was more him than me, but none of this is supposed to come back to us. Because we want it coming from people. We don't want it to come from the party.
Oh. Hmm. Interesting. What's happening now?
I don't know. I mean, I know things that, like, make big impacts. I think of, like, I think it was, like, the woman, older woman, was like attacked in a Trump rally. Like things like that really show what kind of people.
Hey, Lauren.
Yeah.
So we get people behind Trump when he's at a rally, but we make sure it's women and they're positioned next to men. We want images of the men bullying the women who are trying to hold their signs up. That's what I'm going to do. That is what we're going to do. That is the hit.
How do you think you're going to do it?
They're going to have to show up 7 hours ahead of time and wait in line to get there early.
So, like, pretend to be Trump supporters so they get sat behind
yep.
them?
Then fold up those signs that we have and put them in their pockets.
That is the hit.
So there you go. That's from October 2016. Project Veritas goes undercover, catches the DNC. Multiple resignations came after that. Bob Cramer may have even been fired. But what? I mean, okay, so there is the Democrat Party. What? This is what these people do behind closed doors. They're sitting here scheming like rats. We're going to sneak people in behind Trump. They'll pretend to be Trump supporters. Then we'll start a fight. Yes. In fact, we'll even make it look like the Trump supporter is hitting an old woman. That's right. I'm the Democrat Party. Behind closed doors, I scheme how to destroy America. Yeah. That's what we do. And now what's happening? Exactly the Democrat Party tactics, folks. You better believe it. They have operatives inside these Trump marches to start violence. And then you remember Charlottesville and how they tried to pin that poor woman's death on Trump supporters. Well, wait a second. Just like in Portland, it was the radical left that showed up and started the violence. So now let's go to this NRA clip that was recorded maybe about a year ago by Dana Loesch. Listen to how true these words have never been more true than today.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest.
That literally is happening. Everything that she just said is now happening. But there's a twist. See, they then bring in the police, and then that's when they bring in the socialist government. That's the twist to this. This is a historical tactic that communists and socialists use to bring in their government, folks.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ray Charles, sing it for a second here.
Who more than self, our country loved, and mercy more than life. America. Thank you.
so good in this country, man. We don't even realize it. Success. There's nowhere else to go, folks. They destroy America. There's nowhere else to go. I come in to Ray Charles there because it's just so beautiful. And it's like they just want to urinate all over American greatness, all over America's beauty, all the freedoms and the prosperity. Now, I want to go to this clip. This is Henry Davis. You may recognize Henry Davis. He's had a lot of videos go viral on Twitter. He's famous for his laugh. Basically, he does a video short and talks about the left and then has a hilarious laugh about how ridiculous they are. And he's become pretty popular on Twitter. And recently, he's been informed that he is going to get an invite to the White House. So I wanted to play this video because it's emotional and it's everything that people are missing out on right now. We are literally having the American Revolution right now. The Freedom Revolution is happening. The Truth Revolution is happening. This is it. And we're having it. And I just feel so bad for these people that don't want to be a part of it. So let's go to this emotional clip from Henry Davis and see if we can't choke back the tears.
I was just sitting here watching President Trump talking about Foxconn and explaining all of the things that he's doing for America. And he had this black lady come up there and give a little speech about how her life has changed because of some of his accomplishments and whatnot. And I'm just so proud. I'm just proud to be an American, you know. And again, Barack Obama, I respected the office. I respected the fact that he was the president, but ain't nobody like Trump, man. If you want to work, it's jobs out here. And I'm literally like, I'm just crying because I'm just, I'm like, it's just a good time to be alive. And to be able to witness what's really going on, and we got a chance. I'm just talking about from a black perspective. If you really want to work and get up off your ass and do something, you can do it. I just thank God for President Trump. You know, I ain't never met the man. I don't know the man. But I'm just talking about what he's doing for our country and what he's doing for our people. Black people working, you know what I'm saying? Jobs is coming back. Factories is opening up. You know, he helping with the drug epidemic and all that. It's just a beautiful time to be alive, y'all. Y'all got to excuse me, but I'm wearing my feelings on my shoulder right now. And I'm just happy to be an American and where at least I know I'm free. Go Trump. And cry.
There is Henry Davis, an emotional viral video. And I've had moments like Henry when it just hits you how real everything is right now, how real Trump is. I mean, everyone says Trump saved us from Hillary, Trump saved America, but like, that's real, man. I mean, think about what would have happened if Hillary Clinton got in. Two Supreme Court justices. It would have been game over for the Constitution. It would have been wide open borders. It would have been game over for America. Would have been over. And just thank God for President Trump. No one else would have done it. And what do we deal with? What do we deal with? We deal with a bunch of sheeple that don't want to be a part of this. They don't want to win. They don't want prosperity. They don't want freedom. They don't want a future. They just want death and destruction and hatred and misery. And it's like, man, we're up here soaring, dude. We're flying on the good ship lifestyle, miles above the rest, and you want to sit here and piss on it? For example, let's go to clip 8. Michael Moore, the human blob. Instead of wanting to lift America up, instead of wanting to tell you the truth, instead of wanting to motivate you, he wants to piss on you, lie to you, and make you a swaller, just pig in the streets. It's sick, man. The human blob misery of Michael Moore, he loves company, so he wants you to be as miserable as he is. So Trump saving America, bringing jobs back. I mean, the energy, the power, the emotion, it's all real. It grips your heartstrings. And then here comes Michael Moore. Listen to this trash on HBO.
First, have to find ways to stop that vote from happening.
Find ways? What does that mean?
Well, I'll join a million other people surrounding the United States Capitol. I will stand there. I will put Bill, let me tell you something. This judge goes through for the rest of at least, well, all of our lives. It's a right-wing court. That's it. It's over.
Combined with the White House and the Congress,
well,
of course.
Yeah, yes. Well, wrong. Yes, and this is the last
pause right here.
President.
This is what I'm saying. This guy's such a liar, man. This guy's such a liar. And then Kamala Harris says, we're in a constitutional crisis because of this new Supreme Court judge. Since when did... Have you even read the Constitution? Oh, now you care about the Constitution. But it's so ridiculous. If you actually go look at these rulings, most of them go down 5-4. If you look at these rulings, the left goes against the Constitution. And they say that that's constitutional. They literally vote to say a judge, an unelected judge in Hawaii, has more say than the president. Do you realize how unconstitutional that is? That's what they vote for. And then they say, oh, we're in a constitutional crisis. We're not going to get the next Supreme Court pick. You vote against the Constitution. Let's go back to Michael Moore.
Well, I mean, you're the guy who kind of invented...
Two other possibilities, too, with Lisa Murkowski and the senator from Maine, Collins.
I'm not going to depend on any Republicans. We tried that with
health care. It worked with health care.
But people in Nevada, they've got an incredible Democratic congresswoman who's running for Senate. They have already voted for her. They love her. Arizona, an incredible Democratic congresswoman, already elected by the people of Arizona, running. Where they've got two Republican senators who want to stop Trump. McCain and Flake.
So
you've got the beloved Democratic governor
they're
in Tennessee.
This depends on us.
Who is running for the Senate. Okay. Why can't we do this?
Because the Republicans control the Senate, and Mitch McConnell is going to call a vote before the election.
I know, and he's going to call the vote. We don't know. What are we going to do?
So this is amazing. Here's the craziest part about this. They're like, I had the story somewhere. They're just in total denial that they lost. Yeah, it's from the New York Post. The left needs to face reality. Trump is winning. They don't get it. They're literally losing and losing and losing. And they're like, well, why are we losing? What's going on? We're not losing. We should be winning. People are sick of you. People are proud of President Trump. People are proud to be working again. People are proud to be Americans. You're the low-life scum that's just miserable that wants to destroy this country. Unbelievable, these people.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I'm going to open up the phone lines and I'm going to take your calls in the first two segments. The second and third segment of the second hour. And I'm going to take your calls 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-ALEX. Open up the phone lines and I want to hear from you. What would you like to thank President Trump for? I want to take your calls and I want to hear from the audience today. What would you like to thank President Donald Trump for today? And there's so much. I mean, the jobs numbers, the repatriation of funds, the economy growing, unemployment down, killing political correctness, attacking the fake media, saving us from Hillary Clinton, putting his billionaire lifestyle aside to be the most scrutinized man on earth, making it cool to be patriotic again. What would you like to thank President Donald Trump for today? We're going to give the phone number out, 1-877-789-ALEX, and we'll take your calls. And I'm going to take your calls. I only have two segments to do it today, but I'm just going to get your calls. Just make it quick in the first two segments of the next hour. And just what would you like to thank Trump for today? Because even though we have to combat the fake news and show you the clips of the Michael Moores and the Maxine Waters and everybody calling for violence and everything, it's really important for us, though, to rise above it. A, because it just drives them nuts that we don't sling mud with them. But B, because that's what it really is. It's just slinging mud with them. Like, oh, really, Michael Moore? You're going to sit here and act like you care about the Constitution now? Give me a break. You do films attacking the Second Amendment. You support Supreme Court decisions that go against the Constitution. I mean, these people think you're an idiot, or maybe they're just idiot. So we'll take your calls. What would you like to thank President Trump for today? So two segments, just call in, thank President Trump, and we'll move on to the next caller. Let's try to squeeze in 10 if we can. So that's what I'm going to do. Now, in the meantime, let's speaking of the fake news, let's go to Jim Acosta. Now, this is Jim Acosta, man. This guy is really insufferable. He's like 50 yards from Trump in a crowded room, and he literally sets up a fake news story, and he's like, Trump, are you going to stop attacking the media? And he pretends like Trump can hear him, and he obviously can't, and he's like, oh, see, it's Trump's fault. He won't respond. It's like, dude, you're like 5'2" behind a crowd and you're a weakling. Nobody heard you. So let's go to CNN's Jim Acosta creating fake news in real time.
Mr. President, will you stop calling us the enemy of the people, sir?
Look at this pathetic.
Will you stop calling the press the enemy of the people, sir? Mr. President, will you stop calling the press the enemy of the people, sir?
Jim, what a pathetic, sad sap. This is the meme. This is a new meme. This is like the Meryl Streep meme. So then he goes on air, and he does it. He's like, I asked President Trump if he would stop attacking the media, and I didn't get a response. Okay, excuse me. President Trump! President Trump! President Trump! Will you do something about the vaccine courts? President Trump, please address the vaccine courts. Well, President Trump ignored me. Right up the story. I just got ignored by President Trump. Unbelievable. That's Jim Acosta. I mean, what? I mean, that's CNN. It's just amazing. Jim Acosta. Look at this. How does Jim Acosta get into that position at CNN? Because he is the dumbest sad sack that will go out there and do this. That's what it is. And he thinks he's a hero. That's how delusional these people are. Wow. That is something right there. Can we go? Actually, let's play it again. Just for the sake of having fun today. Look at Jim Acosta. President Trump, are you going to stop? He's like 25 yards away. There's a room full of crowded people. It's loud. They're all cheering. Nobody can hear him. This guy is like a child.
The enemy of the people, sir. Will you stop calling the press the enemy of the people, sir?
Will you stop lying?
Mr. President, will you stop calling the press the enemy of the people, sir?
Jim Acosta, CNN. Real news. We're real news. Let me in, President.
Wow. That is truly something else. All right, let's go to another miserable sad sack. Now, listen, this is incredible. Listen to Maxine Waters in clip 11.
I know that there are those who are talking about censoring me, talking about kicking me out of Congress, talking about shooting me, talking about hanging me.
Just makes it up.
All I have to say is this. If you shoot me, you better shoot straight. There's nothing like a wounded animal.
Did she just call herself an animal? Maxine Waters is racist against herself. If I would have called Maxine Waters an animal, it would have been front page news for Media Matters. Owen Schroyer's a racist, calls Maxine Waters an animal. Well, she just did it. So can I say it? Maxine Waters is an animal? No, we don't want to disrespect animals so much. But do you see what she's doing here? So she comes out. I mean, they're the ones calling for violence. This is not even up for debate. They're the ones starting violence. They did it in Charlottesville. They did it in Portland. They do it at all the Trump rallies. The Democrats encourage this. This is the Nazi brown shirt revolution that the Democrats are trying to lead in this country. It's going to fail, but they're going to go through with it. And then Maxine Waters stands up here like, oh, I'm getting threatened. People want to hang me and shoot me. No, they don't. If those threats actually exist, which I'm yet to see the proof of, she just says it. Big mouth bass out of water, James Brown wig. That's the smartest wig I've ever seen. It talks. So she calls for violence, and then there's probably some fake Twitter bots that have fake threats against her, and then she said, oh, look, people are threatening me. President Trump's life has been threatened probably a million times since he got elected because of people like you, liars like you. So where does Maxine Waters get off to sit here and act like she's being threatened? I doubt it's even true. Just to create a story to act like she's the victim when she's out there calling for violence. You know, this is, you know what it is though? See, this is the key. This is honestly, this is the key to victory long term. I'll use myself as an example. I left sports media, my dream job in sports media, because I had to. You need to run for office to get people like Maxine Waters out. That's what really this comes down to. Everybody has to realize what their role is in this war and step up. That's what you have to do. Now, Omar Navarro is running to unseat Maxine Waters. Can't get any love from the Republican Party at all. She's so vulnerable right now, and the Republicans won't even give Omar Navarro enough love to make him a national news story. Omar Navarro should be getting interviewed by every media outlet that claims to be news since Maxine Waters has been shooting off her mouth like a crazy animal. She called her an animal. She called herself an animal. I'm just using her own words. She called herself an animal, so I'm just saying she's a crazy animal. So think about it. I mean, as soon as she made those threats, I was like, all right, we got to get Omar on. We got to talk to Omar about this. What other news media does that? They don't get it. They'd still rather be loyal to Maxine Waters, an unhinged maniac, a threat to this country, a threat to national security. Oh, I just can't even believe this. I can't even believe Maxine Waters. I mean, wow. Look at Maxine Waters. A woman who's been in Congress for what, 30 years? What has she done? What has Maxine Waters done to get reelected, huh? What makes Maxine Waters so great? She's done nothing. She's a loudmouth. She's an agitator. She's a race baiter. She's a liar. She's a fraud. She's guilty of all kinds of ethics violations. They're just sitting out there. The Ethics Committee does deep investigations into Maxine Waters. They find that all of her activity is unethical. I mean, and then this woman is going to come out, start violence and riots against President Trump, and then say, oh, look at me. People are threatening me. I'm so sad. Give me a break, woman. God, rid us of these demons.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Other side of this segment, I'm going to go to the phones and we're going to just go caller, caller, caller. Hit it quick. Call in. What do you want to thank President Trump for today? We've already got the callers lit up. So once I put you on air, just go right into what you want to thank President Trump for. And then we're going to go to the next caller because I want to get as many in as possible. So we'll put you on air. Thank President Trump for what you'd like to thank him for. And then we're going to move to the next caller. We're going to do that in the next segment. In the meantime, though, you know, I called for the abolishment of the FBI and the CIA with good reason. We've got them lying about things. The CIA lies to get us into wars that cost us trillions of dollars and kill millions of innocent people. You've got the FBI that covers up the truth about the Vegas massacre, the JFK assassination that has been become a just political wing of the left, a power structure of the left that they use. So it's not even really an FBI anymore. It's just a left-wing, radicalized hate mob at the top. Again, the quote-unquote rank and file. Everybody, the rank and file. I think there's 130,000 employees at the FBI or something. Delegate those to state and local law enforcement. Shut down the FBI at the top. But no, the Democrats want to shut down ICE. Let's go to clip 15. Listen to Elizabeth Warren. This one. I can't even deal with these people anymore, man. Maxine Waters, Elizabeth Warren. These are just, Elizabeth Warren is just a loser, okay? Just go to clip 18, or 15, excuse me. Just go to Elizabeth Warren.
This is about children held in cages. Oh. This is about babies scattered all across this country.
You abort babies,
this
you know?
This is about mamas who want their children back.
How stupid are these people?
That the only way to have immigration rules is to rip parents from their families, is to treat rape victims and refugees like terrorists, and to put children in cages. This is ugly, this is wrong, and this is not the way to run our country.
You were silent for 8 years under Obama.
Deeply immoral actions have made it obvious we need to rebuild our immigration system from top to bottom.
They don't want immigration. They want open borders.
Replacing ICE with something that reflects our morality.
ICE isn't even the one that quote unquote separates the children from their families. It's not even ICE. It's Border Patrol. It's the DHS. Yeah.
Is a moral crisis for our country. Dr. Martin Luther King said,
oh my God.
There comes a time when silence is betrayal. We will not be silent. We cannot be silent.
So now she's calling for more street activism, more violence. All right, get her off. So here's Elizabeth Warren. They have been caught in a total lie. They have been caught red-handed in a media hoax about separating kids at the border and Trump putting kids in cages. Totally caught red-handed. All of it happened under Obama. The laws were signed by Clinton. It's all been going on. They were silent for 16 years. Now all of a sudden it's Trump's fault. Then what happens? Not only do they get caught in their media hoax, Trump actually signs the executive order and stops the separation. And then they still do their rallies. They still report their fake news. They don't even stop. Let's now go to Dick Durbin and his comments on ICE.
I think the American people are going to speak loudly, that they're sick and tired of what's happening in terms of this immigration policy. Look at ICE. What a group of incompetents. At this point, they're focused more
on Congress
toddlers
is incompetent.
Than terrorists.
You're incompetent.
Instead of deporting felons, they want to deport families that are being persecuted.
It's not even
by
true.
Gangs. We're in the middle of the worst drug.
But you know what? Get them off. Here's the funny thing about this. See, he says, oh, the American people aren't going to stand for this. They're going to. Dude, we're rejecting you. The left is losing miserably. The Democrat Party is, like, on their last breath.
Live from the Infowars.com. Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Elizabeth Warren is a pathetic embarrassment to this country. She is an international embarrassment to this country. I'm going to pray every night till the midterms that Shiva Ayadure defeats Elizabeth Warren. Oh. Oh. Oh, if we get these people out of our government. Oh, if we get rid of the Maxine Waters and the Nancy Pelosi's and the Elizabeth Warren's and the Chuck Schumer's. Oh, my gosh. It's just like blast off. Because there's so many people that they just believe all their lies. I mean, they're just flat out liars. I just can't even, I can't even believe how big of liars they are. It's stunning. Elizabeth Warren just goes out in a crowd of people and just lies. Just lie. Eric Swalwell goes on television and just lies. I'm sorry. It frustrates me. How can I not be frustrated? But I need to focus because we're taking your calls now. In the next two segments, this segment and the next, I'm taking your calls. What would you like to thank President Trump for today? So we're going to put you on air, say your piece, thank President Trump, and then we're going to move on to the next caller. So I just ask that you come right on, thank President Trump for whatever it is you want to thank him for today, and then we're going to move on to the next caller. Let's start with Jerome calling in from New York. Jerome, what would you like to thank President Trump for today?
Oh, I'd like to thank him for at least giving it a try to reestablish the rule of law. However, he's out there by himself. He needs the Department of Justice. That's the main power there, but unfortunately, that's all corrupted. They're trying to focus it all down there on that border, trying to create a race war. That's what that, you know, something to develop into something like they had in L.A. back in the 90s with Rodney King. Remember that?
They're definitely going for that.
However, Trump is not a racist. If you come into this country legally, 90% or better are people of color. There's not many white people actually immigrating in legally into the United States. It's all color, different colored people. And he's more than welcome to bring those people in or help them come in any way he can.
Well, it's just crazy how they twist the narrative. It's like America takes in the most refugees. America gives out the most money for humanitarian aid. And then Democrats sit here and act like America's the bad guy. We don't take any refugees. We're not helping anyone. We're just a bunch of cold-hearted you-know-whats. And it's like, they just change the narrative and they just base it on a lie. Thank you so much for the call, Jerome. Let's go to Charles in North Carolina. Charles, what would you like to thank President Trump for today?
Thank you, President Trump, for securing our borders and waking up Americans by taking on the globalists head on. I want to thank President Trump for that.
All right, Charles, thank you so much for your phone call. Let's go to Paul in California. Paul, what would you like to thank Trump for today?
Yeah, I would like to thank Trump for being a Christian, willing to put his self-interest aside to become president and make the world a better place.
Amen to that. All right, thank you for the call, Paul. Let's go to Tim calling in from the state of Washington. Tim, what would you like to thank President Trump for today?
Hey, Owen, you're doing a great job. I think it's important to remember these guys aren't just lying, sniveling, incompetent boobs. They are propagandizing the American people. The thing I want to thank Trump for is for being like a founding father. The guy is like George Washington. The guy is like Abraham Lincoln in so many ways. He sets his wealth aside. He puts his pride aside. He puts his family up there. He takes the slings and arrows and the abuse of this bunch of incompetent boobs. He does it for you and for me. He's doing it for no other reason than to return this country back to the greatness that it was, respect the Constitution, and restore our country. I love the guy. I'd die for him.
All right, Tim, powerful call. Thank you so much. Let's go to Chase in California. Chase, what would you like to thank the president for today?
Thanks, Owen, for taking my call. This is Chase the Patriot from the front lines of California. And everyone listening to this broadcast needs to thank President Trump for supporting alternative media and attacking the mainstream media. You know, a couple years back, he went on the show during his campaign, and that really opened a lot of people's eyes to Alex's show. And now I'm even inspired. I'm going to be working with you, brother. I started my own YouTube page, Chase the Patriot. I'm on that reporter contest. I can't wait to help you guys out. Everybody go check it out and down with that mainstream media.
And let me just say this. Thank you so much for the call, Chase. There are Democrat protests happening all over this country now every day. Pick up your camera phone. Go out to the protest. Ask these people, hey, do you know what you're protesting? Can you explain what your problems are with Trump's policies? Catch them, make them face their own false reality. Make them face, catch it on camera. This is what we need. Go out to these protests, challenge them on their ideas, catch the madness on camera, and put it out there on YouTube. That's what Chase is doing. That's what we need more people doing. Thank you for the call, Chase. Let's jump to Tony in Wisconsin. Tony, what would you like to thank President Trump for?
I'd like to thank him for the same thing Chase just thanked him for calling out the fake news media. And I actually have done that on my YouTube channel, Tony Salvo. I went out during the May Day March and people tried to attack me for wearing a Trump is my president shirt. And they had no reasons for attacking me. They're just pushing me around. Like, so it's pretty dangerous out there. If you're going to go out to these protests, be careful.
Yeah. And I'm positive now that the Democrats are now going to put their operatives inside of the Trump people, the Trump marches, the Patriot marches to try to create a fake riot situation where they pretend like the sides are fighting, but it's really just paid operatives.
That happened in Milwaukee. Yeah, the Milwaukee, they said that the guy got shot. He got shot by a police officer, but they didn't give any information out about what happened. And then people started rioting, coming in from Chicago and stuff like that. So
yeah, and we have the tapes. I mean, I'll play the tape again of Aaron Black admitting that this is the Democrat operation plan, but it's just, you know, Project Veritas just catches the Democrats red-handed saying that they start riots. But, you know, it's fine. It's fine. Just let the Democrat Party go on. Thank you so much for the call, Tony. Let's go to Chris in Georgia. Chris, what would you like to thank President Trump for?
I would like to thank him for my children's future, the future my children would not have had under Hillary Clinton.
So true. And well said. Thank you for the call, Chris. Let's go to Nick in Kansas City. Nick, what would you like to thank President Trump for today?
Well, I want to thank God more than Donald Trump because I think God is sovereign. And just the fact that we have him as a president right now to stem the tide of what's been going on, you know, since forever, since Jesus was crucified on the cross, you know, this whole plan that's going on that's around the world that is time immemorial. And really, we got to realize that Satan is the head of this plan, okay? That's why this has been going on for so long. It's so orchestrated, so much intelligence is put into it. We have, you know, an enemy, as Jesus told us. So I don't want to offend any listeners that aren't Christians, but seriously, I mean, you think of the octopus of the Illuminati and the octopus of what's coming down on this world. It is Satan, Lucifer, at the head.
No, you know what? No, you're exactly right, because how do you explain Elizabeth Warren just being a bold-faced liar? How do you explain a Maxine Waters trying to start a civil war in this country? They're just Satan. Satan. That's what it is. Satan is now channeling Maxine Waters and Elizabeth Warren. That's what this is. Go ahead and cut that out, Media Matters. Go ahead and put that out, David Brock. Maxine Waters, Elizabeth Warren, and the Democrat Party are now being run by Satan. No, not Soros. I mean Satan. I mean Lucifer. That's what this is. That's the only way to explain that. Thank you for the call, Nick. All right. We're going to go back out to your phone calls, and we're going to keep this going, what you guys want to thank President Trump for. But folks, in this break, go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out all of the great specials we have going right now. You know, if you aren't using Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste right now, I gotta wonder why. If everyone that listened to the Alex Jones Show went to InfoWarsStore.com and got auto ship Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste every 90 days or whatever you want to put it on for auto ship, an additional 10% off, that would sustain our expansion and we would be able to maintain it with just you using Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and getting auto ship. It's 50% off right now. Why not use Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com? Why not shop with the good guys? Everybody uses toothpaste. We've got household items. Get your household items from InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, check out all of the great sales. The Second American Revolution 4th of July Super Sale. It's at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Free shipping store-wide. Half off top-selling products like BrainForce Plus, Super Male, and Super Female Vitality. Jump to InfoWarsStore.com in this break. Be a part of the Second American Revolution 4th of July Super Sale. And we'll be back on the other side with your phone calls thanking President Trump.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
If a 12-year limit for congressmen was ratified today, 227 members of Congress would not be eligible for re-election. The likes of the Schumers, the Pelosis, the Warrens, the Waters. Thank you, Ryan Fournier, for sending me that tweet. Wow. Boy, you want to drain the swamp, put a 12-year term limit on congressmen, it's game over for swamp creatures like Pelosi and Warren and Waters and Schumer. True swamp creatures right there. Let's go back out to the phone lines. What are you thanking President Trump for today? Let's go to Brody in Colorado. Go ahead, Brody.
Hey, Owen, I love your show, man. It's great. I love everyone at the InfoWars. I just want to thank President Trump for getting us out of all these bad deals, namely the TPP, Paris Accord, and also the Iran deal. I mean, he's taking America's interest first, and everyone can see it.
Completely agree, and that's why the left hates it. Thank you for the call, Brody. Let's go to Pastor Sam calling in from Texas. What would you like to thank President Trump for today?
Quick shout out to Chase the Patriot. He's my favorite amongst my competitors in the InfoWars reporter contest. InfoWarriors, check him out and get your votes in. If we do meet in Austin, Chase, I am going to tie your tie for you, though. When we were in Bible school, we didn't get any supper unless we tied a tie on. So we learned it right. I would like to thank President Trump for his intent. The job's only half done, but he's made a good start on enforcing the Monroe Doctrine of defending the America's North and South against communist proxies and Vatican puppets. And it's really important today because Mao Zedong is being elected president of Mexico on this very day. He's got 6 months before his inauguration. But thank you, Trump, for patrolling the Atlantic and the Pacific and making America great again.
All right, Pastor Sam, thank you for the call. Let's go to Nathan calling in from Vancouver, a Canadian patriot. What would you like to thank President Trump for?
Hi, I want to first like to thank InfoWarsStore.com. I've got Bodies, Brain Force Plus on AutoShip. I purchased so many supplements, books, T-shirts. I got two free books with Patriot Point.
Well, thank you so much. You make everything possible, Nathan. Thank you so much. God bless you.
President Trump, thank you for exposing the fake news industrial cockroaches as simply propaganda, just like Eddie Bernays wrote in his book, Propaganda. You got to read it, people. Thank you.
Yeah. Who am I? President Trump. President Trump, a comment. Will you stop attacking the media? President Trump. President Trump. Well, he didn't respond. That proves it. Trump's a fascist. That shows it. I just did it. That's what we call the Jim Acosta. Let's go out to Ed in Maryland. Ed, what would you like to thank President Trump for today?
Yes, I would love to thank our great President Trump for exposing the mountains of corruption that we've uncovered in the last couple of years. And I would hope that there would be consequences at some point, but I guess we'll wait and see on that. But that is what I'm most grateful for.
And I'm assuming specifically you're referring to the FBI and how they
FBI
use the FISA courts Clinton, as well.
But that's does everybody.
I'll tell you what, too. This Gary John Byrne lawsuit, the RICO case against the Clinton Foundation and everyone involved, and this money laundering thing that the Clintons are now getting hit with, the $84 million campaign funds. I mean, there is some serious meat to this bone. The question is there a prosecutor that has the bone to actually go through with it? Thank you for the call, Ed. Let's go to Robert in Pennsylvania. Robert, what would you like to thank President Trump for today?
Oh, man, there's just tons of things you could thank President Trump for. I mean, exposing the political agenda from the opposition, I mean, bringing God back to the White House, just putting America first again. That's refreshing in itself. But if I had to pick one, just one thing, it would be giving us hope. Hope for America to return to the America we all know and love.
And we wouldn't have the America that we know and love if Hillary would have won. I mean, she would have gotten two Supreme Court picks. It would have been over for the Constitution. She would have opened the borders wide open. It would have been game over. This country would have been checkmated. Oh, my. Oh, thank God for President Trump. I mean, look, just it's unreal. Let's go to Brad in Louisiana. Brad, what would you like to thank President Trump for?
I'd like to thank President Trump for reminding us and demonstrating to us what a real man and a leader is about. It doesn't take a politician to run a country. It takes a real man and a leader. It's about truth, honor, candor, integrity, honesty, love for the people, and doing it on your own the right way. And Owen, if I could, I think what a lot of people are trying to say with regard to the situation we live in with the satanic leftists is that those who participate in that kind of evil are deceived. And according to Scripture, they perish because they refuse to love the truth. And God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie and so that they will all be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delighted in wickedness. That's where these people are. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak. Great job, Owen.
Thank you, Brad. And they can't recognize the Satan. They don't recognize Satan when they see Satan, like Maxine Waters or Elizabeth Warren. They don't understand what's really going on with this, and they don't have the basic knowledge that is these people are just liars. And they can't believe that someone would stand up there and just lie to their face like that. Well, they don't believe in God. They don't believe in Satan. So they don't get it. That is Satan. When Elizabeth Warren stands up and says ICE is separating kids from families, it's Trump's fault, that is Satan. Let's go to Bubba in Virginia. What would you like to thank President Trump for, Bubba?
Yes, I'd like to thank him basically for everything, all the sacrifices that he and his family have made. That man is awesome. He doesn't need to be doing this. He could be hanging out, going to his golf courses and chilling out. But I've read several of his books. He loves his country so much, he's willing to sacrifice all that basically for all of us to stick up for this country. That's what I'd like to thank him for.
You know, and I really think, how many books has Trump written, like 10? I really think that we'll see what Trump, if he ever writes a book about how he really ended up running for president and his mindset and everything. But I think there's an aspect to it, and I don't know how, to what degree, but to see Barack Obama, a nothing, a nobody, literally a zero, become the president of America. I mean, the president of America, that should be one of the most, just the best humans that we have to offer. Like the most successful, the epitome of the American dream. And they give us Obama? They don't stack crap that high until they gave us Obama. Oh, but you know what? What was Barack Obama's expertise? What was Barack Obama before he became president and got into politics? A community organizer. A community organizer. I believe that man, Hussein Satan Obama, is behind the scenes running the Democrat operations right now, organizing the Antifas, organizing the protesters with Soros money to start a civil war in this country. You want to know why you haven't heard from Obama lately? He's behind the strings fomenting a civil war. He's the community organizer. He's organizing their riots right now. We're going to have Will Johnson on the other side who witnessed it in Portland.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Will Johnson is about to join me here. I love his shirt. That is just a great shirt. UniteAmericaFirst.com. Now, I just want to point this out before I bring Will on here. Joshua Topolsky, I've never heard of this loon, co-founder of Vox News, runs his own liberal news outlet, tweets out, Ben Shapiro is the Jew who helps other Jews onto the train. All right, well, I'm not going to comment on Shapiro, but that's George Soros, bro. That's the guy funding your side, bro. George Soros is the Jew that stole from the other Jews, that led the Jews onto the train. He's funding your entire movement. And then you want to point the finger at Ben Shapiro? I'm telling you, every day I am shocked at how the left is becoming more and more unhinged. And proof of this is what happened in Portland. Now, Will Johnson was there. Again, Will Johnson joins me from UniteAmericaFirst.com. So, Will, it appears to me from the video footage, and you were on the ground, so you can give us the details here from your perspective, that there's a march going on, a pro-Trump march, whatever, pro-America march, people with flags and signs, and they're just marching. And, of course, who shows up? Antifa. Who starts violence and throwing things? Antifa. Is that how you saw it? What did you see that day in Portland?
Yeah. You know, first of all, I want to thank you for having me on again. It's really an honor. Portland, it was absolutely crazy. It was almost like Berkeley all over again. We were at the park, peacefully having a rally, decided to go on the march, and the Portland police, they seemed like they knew our path. They left a wide street wide open for Antifa to come down to deliberately attack us. And the police saw them coming and did nothing about it until it was just too late. People were fighting with each other.
And that's the same thing that happened in Charlottesville. I mean, look, I'm not going to, I don't know what the deal with the police is. You know, maybe someone needs to investigate the police tactics, but that's the exact same thing that happened in Charlottesville, and the police stood down. And then the same news story happens where they blame the right. They say the conservatives started the violence. It's like, well, wait a second. If Antifa does a march and I show up and I start punching people, then I started the violence. If you're marching and exactly. Antifa shows up and starts punching people, they start the violence. I mean, how does the media get off blaming this on the Trump supporters and the marchers when we have all the video of the Antifa starting it?
Exactly. We're peacefully marching. And not a single time did we go up to Antifa and try to hit them or any of that. It was when Antifa came at us, trying to hit us with pipes, rocks. They were throwing these little explosives.
They're throwing those type of fireworks that you have to put into the cylinder that blasts off up into the sky, and it's the big fireworks. They're literally lobbing those into the crowd.
Exactly, trying to harm us, trying to hit us with pipes. So we have to defend ourselves. I mean, we're in the streets. The police officers aren't doing anything. Not doing a single thing to try to prevent any of this from happening. And then here it is, Antifa, and I'm including BLM and BAM in there as well, because they were there. They might not have big presence, but they were there as well, trying to attack people who love this country, who respect the president. And that's their goal, to try to terrorize them, to try to terrorize us. The Democratic Party, they are a domestic terrorist group right now in this nation, and they're pushing for it. Look what Maxine Waters, I blame Maxine Waters for what happened this past weekend.
Will, what you just said is so brilliant. Oh my gosh, this needs to get to Trump's desk. The Democrat Party is now a terrorist organization. That's it. That's literally it. Because but this is the crazy thing. We're not just saying that. We have the video clips. You have the undercover video of Aaron Black saying, we're starting riots. We're proud of it. You got Maxine Waters calling for violence, harass people in the streets, Antifa going out and hitting people with bikes. I mean, the Democrat Party is now a domestic terror group. That is it. That is the headline. That's what we need to push. That's the hashtag. The Democrat Party is now a domestic terrorist group. That needs to get to Trump's desk immediately.
Absolutely. Yesterday, the Democrats were having rallies all throughout the nation. How many times did conservatives go to their rallies and start fighting them, throwing rocks at them, throwing these bombs and explosives at them? How many times? If they did that, it would be all over the liberal media. Everywhere. They would publicize it. It's only the Democrats that mobilize and have their foot soldiers, which is Antifa, BLM, and BAM, to attack people who love this country, who respect the president. It's their, that's their whole goal, their agenda. They're terrorizing us. And like I said, it's the Democratic Party that is terrorizing all of us with their foot soldiers. They are a domestic terrorist group in this nation right now.
Will Johnson is striking with the force of the Excalibur sword right now. There, this is so key again. Oh my gosh. Because here's what they're going to do next, Will. And I said this to open the show. They are going to put operatives inside Trump groups. They're going to put operatives inside Patriot marches, and they're going to act like those are the conservatives starting violence. But I think you just you just clued in on something else here, too. Again, just wielding the sword of Excalibur today. They're going to send people out to all the Democrat protests, which happen every day now. There's like five Democrat protests a day now protesting Trump. You know, he's separating kids, a lie. You know, he's racist, another lie. Right. All lies. That's what they're going to do next, Will. They're going to send their operatives out to these Democrat marches. They're going to dress up as Trump supporters, put on a Trump hat, and go start violence. That's what the Democrats are going to do next.
I completely agree. You know, it's just like they took the little girl and put on a Time magazine when we know that the little girl was not separated from her parent, her mother. But they still ran with it, and they're still running with it. Main reason, because they know they can use media to manipulate the masses. And everyone believes it because no one's going to do the research. No one's going to go out there and look at it. The Democrats, they have CNN, MSNBC, they have all of the Alphabet Network Soup Group under their belt to control everybody. When I was at the rally yesterday, I was asking people that would talk to me, what did Trump do? They bum them. They can't even say anything. Then they complain about the police officer. What did police officers do? They can't even say anything. Now, are there bad police officers? Absolutely. Are there good police officers? Absolutely. But see, they don't want to talk about the ones that are doing good things. They only want to create this hysteria. They only want to create this division. It's all what the Democrat Party is doing. And I was listening to earlier right before I came on with you, you had another gentleman called in, I believe, and he was talking about how Satan is controlling. If Satan was at the DNC talking about his policy, which policy would the Democrats disagree with?
I think Satan would probably tout abortion and funding Planned Parenthood. I think they'd be okay with that.
Yeah, they would agree with everything.
But here's the key, though. Like you said, they get caught red-handed with these media hoaxes. They get caught red-handed with these lies, and then they just go forward with it anyway. I mean, they just push forward like, oh, we got caught red-handed in a huge hoax, a huge lie. Let's just go with it anyway. You know, let's just push forward anyway. And it's like you have to ask yourself, why? Why would the Democrats just go forward with a known lie?
Well, because they know people are not going to go look up the true information. And a lot of these people that listen to the liberal media and listen to the Democrats, they don't listen to InfoWars because they're afraid of hearing what they're going to hear. They don't even read Judge Report because they don't want to know the truth. People like the lie. When they hear the lie, it feels good to them. Saying that Donald Trump is a racist or Donald Trump supports the white supremacist neo-Nazis, which we all know is not true. If Trump is a neo-Nazi white supremacist, he's doing a bad job at it. Because why would a neo-Nazi release a black woman from prison? Why would a neo-Nazi make it where black people have more jobs ever in this nation? Why would he do that for Hispanics as well? Why would a neo-Nazi do that? The lies just keep piling up and piling up, and they know it's a lie, and they know for the people who listen to them, they're not going to even look otherwise.
You just struck it with the Excalibur sword again. They don't want to know the truth. It's like a fake victory for them. They're just total fakes. They're losers, and so they have a fake victory of I'm protesting Trump. We're going to get Trump. We're going to beat Trump. It's all fake. It's all faux. They have nothing real in their life. So they have a fake victory over Trump.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Watch me! Watch me!
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Boy, that Maxine Waters sure can sing. We're joined by Will Johnson from UniteAmericaFirst.com. He was at the riots in Portland started by Antifa commie thugs in the streets. They say they're anti-fascist, but then they behave right out of the fascist playbook. Alex Jones now joins us over the phone. Alex, you know, I think that we both see what's going on here. The Democrats are getting ready to go full on planning violence, inciting riots, and installing operatives into Trump marches and Patriot marches. And we have them caught on tape. Aaron Black, the DNC, they admit they do this. Maxine Waters calling for it. So we have the game plan. We have their playbook. And now we see they're about to strike.
That's right. I just want to call and just recognize this. There's people like Will Johnson all over the West Coast
He goes up and down from Southern California up to Seattle. I've seen him. You know, they're outnumbered. They're facing organized criminal groups. We have the Antifa documents where they want to create a race war and martial law. And I just want to say this. I want to get him to fly out and be in studio with us in the next few weeks, because I'd love him to be a West Coast reporter for us, because he's got the smarts, but he's also got the guts that it takes. But I'm not going to take much more of the time up here. I'm actually driving in to work on some investigative stuff we've got for tomorrow, and I appreciate you filling in, Owen, while I took my girls to summer camp. But they've been dropped off, so I'm now back in the game. It's just that point you made about Soros is the real Nazi collaborator, and they claim, oh, we're going to stick people off of these damn trains. You know, give me a break. This is the insanity of this stuff, and it just absolutely makes me sick. And I saw all over TV today this morning when I was watching, and I was in a restaurant at lunch, these signs saying, don't put babies in jail. That's the Democrats. Hey, Democrats, you're the ones who want to cut all the babies up and kill them. These are people bringing their kids in. We even know who their parents are 70% of the time. So, it's all a hoax. But I want you to just be able to finish up. I just wanted to point out that this is a war, and it's here. And, yes, they're absolutely 110% making their move. Even local news admitted Antifa attacked everybody first, but then they call it a riot. No. If somebody comes over and mugs me or attacks me, it's not a riot. I was assaulted. And this is the crap they're pulling, so thank God people like Will Johnson are out there with courage documenting this. People need to understand that, yes, as things turn around, they get more and more desperate. My final point is this. That's why I called in. You're making a point going to break, Owen, about how they know they're losing, they know they're liars, they know they're reading off a script, because they're funded. Soros used to spend $1 billion a year trying to bring down the U.S. He put $18 billion in this year, thinking that'll do it. It doesn't matter. Once somebody's awake, it doesn't matter how many lies or how much propaganda or how much money you got, it won't sell anymore once people know it's a screw job. So we're seeing their full assault right now. And so the people doing this are on the payroll. It's on record. They're on the payroll of the Ford Foundation, Soros, leftist globalist CIA groups, and they're losing control worldwide, not just Trump, and they're panicking. So let's just hold the line, hold fast, we're going to win. God bless you both. I'll see you in about 5 minutes, Owen.
All right, Alex Jones coming into studio here to work on some breaking information he's going to reveal tomorrow. Let's go back to Will Johnson now. UniteAmericaFirst.com is his website. Will, we've got 7 minutes left here before we sign off. You know, just kind of talk about your work. Just overall, what you've seen going up and down the West Coast, going to these protests. You've seen a lot of obviously positive stuff coming from marches and pro-America stuff, but you've seen the negative too. You've seen the violence started by Antifa. You've seen the radical thugs trying to start fights. So just talk about your work with AmericaFirst.com and how other patriots can kind of mimic what you're doing and just go be boots on the ground at these events as a journalist to just make sure that the people see the truth.
You know, that's it. I started getting this knot in my chest, and I had to start speaking out. I had to start saying something, because we're subject to lose this country, our nation, our freedom, to what the Democratic Party is doing. And I don't like to call them the Democratic KKK Party, because they're the ones who's always been doing all of this hateful stuff. And the Democrats actually own the whole thing about separating families. Look how many fathers have been separated from families in the black community. They're not only doing it to the black community. They're very good at separating families from their children. And now they're trying to say that Trump was doing it when Obama was doing it. They weren't screaming then. But I go up and down the state, and I even go to other states. I went to Arizona, and I was confronted with Antifa in Arizona as well. And we actually took down Arizona, and we took down Antifa in Arizona. And it just went viral at that point as well. But you know what? I love this nation. I don't hate white people like the liberal media is trying to push us. I don't hate the president. I don't hate the flag. I don't hate what they're trying to push. They are the ones who are domestic terrorists in this nation. And I'm going to keep pushing that. I'm going to keep saying it, because they're the ones who're doing terrorist acts. We shouldn't have to be trying to fight with other people simply because we want to walk down the street. Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, all of them, they're even calling for ICE to be removed. They don't want us to be safe. They want us to be terrorized. That's why they're even pushing to bring ISIS into America. You have Canada. Look at Trudeau. He wants to bring ISIS to Canada. Talking about you have to show love and compassion to him. I would love to make a trip to Canada one day.
Well, it's like now they're going to sit here and they're going to say, oh, You know, look at all the greatness from socialism. Look at Europe. Look at Venezuela. And you're like, well, then why don't you go there? Because you know it's a bunch of bull.
I agree. I don't know why they complain. I hear people that come from other countries, and then they come here and have the audacity to complain about our president, to complain about our way of living, our lifestyle, capitalism. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, why are you here? Wouldn't the simplest thing to be was to just leave? You know, I get the same thing from black people. They complain about white people, and I'm talking about these black people that have an issue with Trump, and they were going to vote for Hillary. She was white, too. It's like they forget about that. And then I talk to these black people, and I'm saying, you know what? Some of these black people say they came over a slave ship, and then I ask them, what was the name of the slave ship? And then they get mad at me because, see, I'm not white. And see, and they try to attack someone white. Someone white saying that, you're racist. And I hate it, and it's so disgusting. Enough is enough. This country is on the verge, and I truly believe that we are in a civil war right now. It's a cold civil war, but because you have Maxine Waters, Mad Maxine Waters, what I like to call her, and then you have Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them, they are pushing for a hot civil war, but they don't want to be the ones to do it. They want to push their foot soldiers to do it, Antifa, BLM, and BAM. And now you got the Brown Berets here in California.
Yeah, bingo. That's exactly it. And I just want to be clear about something you said, too. When you talk about the Democrats being pros at separating families, he's not just saying that. The Democrats put laws in the books that give you a financial benefit to break up with your husband. That's what they do.
Exactly.
They say, we'll give you more welfare if you break up with that father's dad. And now you're a single mother. So you know what? We're going to give you some more money. Now you have women that are motivated to be single mothers so they can get the money from the Democrats. So you're not just saying that. There is proof. And that goes beyond just chopping up babies that aren't even born. So they don't even want the babies born. And then they want to financially give you a benefit if you want to be a single mother. So the Democrats are pros at separating families. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, they're very good at it. They have the playbook to it. You know, and here in one city alone, we have over 50,000 people homeless. They are spending more effort, more time for people who break the law and talking about 2,000 children being separated versus all of the 50,000 plus people that don't even have homes, don't even have a place, don't even know where the next meal is going to come from in one city alone. The Democrats, or their main goal is to destroy this nation. Even with Hillary Clinton, if Hillary Clinton had won the presidency, thank God she didn't, they will still be trying to destroy this nation. Because this is not policies that they started thinking about, okay, let's do it now because of Trump. They've been doing it for years and years and years. And I used to live in Arkansas when Hillary Clinton was there, when Bill Clinton was doing a prison system, when they were locking up black people like no tomorrow. They were building prisons far as the eye can see, but these prisons were empty. You have to make money. Prison systems make money, so you have to have quantity. You have to have product. They started locking up black people. And they still vote for him. I don't understand it. I don't get it. And thank God I woke up to it. In the state of California, California is on the verge of collapsing because of the Democrat policy. We've got to change things. We've got to change it. People have got to wake up. They want to have a blue wave. We need to have a red tsunami come over and just completely wipe them out. I want to crush the Democratic Party because they are doing no good for the American people. They're not doing anything positive for the American people. They're fighting the president. Trump, in my opinion, has been the best president. I'm so worked up I can't even talk right. Donald Trump is the best president in my lifetime, my opinion. He's doing everything he can for the American people. Not only for the American people, but for the world. And they're trying to stop him. They don't like it because he's doing such great things.
And he's real. And he's real. And that's what they hate the most about him. He is a real person, and he's not controlled by their money and by their agenda. Will Johnson, UniteAmericaFirst.com. Check out his website. Check out his videos. Great stuff. Thank you for joining us today. That does it for The Jones Show. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.